Tom.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America!
3 days
later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Do you remember when President Obama said, you're going to have neighbors that tell you that my plans aren't so great. I want you to get in their face and tell them that they don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Pretty different tone back then. Pretty different tone. Now his tone is, oh, the Congress is trying to undo my health care plan. Oh, where? Back then it was, get in their face. Tell them you want it. Now it's, well, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to do that. I want to be true to the mission of tonight's show. I don't know, Stephen. I read these stories, and I didn't even know the hearing was going on. That's how much Syria and Obamacare has pushed Benghazi completely off, even on the 1 year anniversary of the events. For those of you just joining us, he's Stephen Baldwin, the actor. I'm Kevin McCullough, and here's what we're talking about. September 11th. Is now significant for two reasons. One, obviously, the World Trade Center and Pentagon attacks. But 11 years later, it was the assassination and attack on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, in which an ambassador died, first time in 30 years in the line of duty. Two Navy SEALs that had begged and begged and begged and begged and begged for hours to be given permission to go six blocks from their safe house to the consulate to rescue people, finally broke orders and decided to do it anyway.
Right.
They got everybody except the ambassador and his bodyguard out.
Mm-hmm.
They got everybody else out. They saved all of their lives. They came back and lost their life in a firefight that took place at the safe house. By the way, this was about a seven-hour period of time. And we now know from testimony of military experts and so forth, there were multiple groups that could have been sent in, at the very least, to buzz the terrorist strongholds, if not to, you know, just drop a little nitrogen on them, just light them up a little bit in the evening sky. But we didn't do that. We don't know where our commander-in-chief was because they have not ever answered the question, where was President Obama during the entire attack in Benghazi? He's never answered that question. No one in the White House will answer that question. No one in the administration will answer that question. I think that's a fair question. Four Americans ended up dead. Where was he? Everybody makes a big deal about the fact that President Bush, you know, kept reading with the kindergartners for another 3 minutes after he knew that the World Trade Center had been attacked.
Mm-hmm.
They give him all kinds of junk about that. Well, he sat there and he read with those kindergartners. How important could it have really been to him because he sat and read with kindergartners for three more minutes? I got so sick of hearing that. We don't know where President Obama was for 7 hours
mm-hmm.
while Americans were being dragged through the streets.
And you know, because you have far more knowledge of a whole lot of the information that's out there, Kevin. But when you say four Americans, this is the first time an American ambassador has been killed in 30 years.
30 years.
And nobody... But nobody in Washington. I mean, where's even like somebody with the humanity?
Right. Well, that's why the people over the last number of months have been saying, "Okay, the Associated Press got to Benghazi and interviewed the guy that did this, and he sat down with them in a hotel in broad daylight, wasn't afraid of getting snatched and taken away for justice.
And is it accurate to say that the president hasn't even made a statement about that interview?
No. No.
That's weird.
Just ignore it and it goes away. So the we the people, we're still in charge. So we've been laying on, you know, our congressmen. So Congress, who is designed to respond to pressure from the people, is holding a series of hearings. Because we figure if the Associated Press can find the guy that did it, then certainly we should be able to. We should get some answers to some things that haven't been answered yet. And some of them are being raised by the parents of the lost personnel. You can expect that, right? You can easily understand that if I'm a mom and I don't have any evidence that has satisfied or brought closure to this for me, that I would want my country to pursue this, to bring those killers to justice. So you can't blame the mom of the airman who was the bodyguard for the ambassador. And you can't blame the father of the Navy SEAL who, you know, if they had gone in when the fighting had broken out, they probably could have saved all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put those monkeys down like they were two-bit streetwalkers anyway when they finally did go in there, and they got the prisoners out because there were a whole bunch of people stranded in a house there, but they were too late for the ambassador and for his bodyguard. Those were the only two they weren't able to rescue, but they went in there and they kicked just a couple of them, went in there and just knocked them down.
Right.
So I don't understand a lot of these problems. Why did we wait so long and not give them permission to go in? Those requests were going to stateside, what they call stateside, Washington, D.C. Those requests were coming from military. They were going to the State Department, Hillary Clinton, Leon Panetta, Pentagon, military, Department of State. They were all talking back and forth. They never got permission released to go save the people. They kept saying, no, don't go. No, don't go. No, don't go. So in not going, we lost the ambassador. In them going and getting them safely out, we left a trail. The terrorists knew where they were from. The safe house had been largely anonymous prior to that. And the safe house came under attack. And those Navy SEALs got on the roof of that building, and they threw everything they had in an ill-equipped safe house. And they, you know, outnumbered with mortars and rockets. I mean, the fact that we still jokingly, I mean, that, you know, the Secretary of State at the time said, well, you know, it was just a spontaneous thing. Oh, yeah, because spontaneous people just roll down the street with rocket launchers,
mm-hmm.
Mortars. Yeah, because I buy them at the pawn shop every day. You know, I have one for lunch. That's how easy they are to come by. So not only that, we lost four of our bravest and brightest and best. Two Navy SEALs in that group. My whole family's all Navy. This is very, very personal to me. Here we are, a year, more than a year later, no answers to anything. Not even the simplest questions, like where was the president the night that it happened? There's no answer to that. So this committee, okay, we're going to have a hearing. We're going to try to get some answers from this. So they bring in the military experts. They bring in the Department of State experts. They have everybody come and testify. And they figure, well, for good measure, we should probably talk to the parents. So they have the parents come in. And one political party in the committee sits and listens to every single thing that's done up till the parents come in.
Right.
And then they up and leave.
And probably for the most part, the motivation of these parents is they haven't been told what happened.
And I want to speak my mind to the congressional members that have the power to do something about this. I want to speak my mind to them. They work for me. That's what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their chance. Well, they didn't want to hear it, so they up and left. So Stephen and I have just asked a simple question tonight. It's not complicated at all. What does this mean to you? That one half of that committee just gets up and walks out, just all together, just gone. They just don't want to hear what the parents have to say. What difference does that make to you? How do you view your government now because this has happened? What does it mean about America? 888-340-3373. Now, Stephen, you had a couple of questions to follow up with Carly about, who was with us at the end of the last hour, and I think we can at least get that conversation started. Carly, go, Stephen, go ahead.
Hey, are you there, Carly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, and I really kind of I understand where you're coming from with the question that you asked, or even the observation you made. But based on you've been listening while you've been holding, and do you think it's at least fair that the parents had the right to come before this committee just to say, "Hey, we were promised answers." You know, when Hillary Clinton and the president and all these people came to the funeral for these guys, they hugged and kissed the parents and said, "Well, you know, it was because of this video, et cetera, et cetera. But we're gonna get to the bottom of this." And they have not given any information or solid, legitimate answers as to what happened and how this happened and why, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to go into a break right now. And when we come back, Carly, I'd love to hear from you about do you think the parents have at least the right to hear back from the military and from the government about what happened to their loved ones? It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we'll be right back.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. And we had Carly on the line from Michigan, and we're going to go back to Carly. And just, Carly, you know, I said what I said, and I was asking these questions here. I'm just curious because, you know, really, we're in a completely nonpartisan kind of way, we're just trying to lay something out here and just ask everybody, these folks from this committee, these members of this political party that got up and walked out, you know, didn't want to hear or think it was necessary to hear whatever the parents of these heroes that lost their lives in Benghazi, what they had to say. I'm just curious to just hear your heart and your thoughts on this as far as what does it mean? What you know, based on what you know about Benghazi, based on what you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, you know, it's just, you know, it's over and done with, and you know, don't worry. Do you think maybe she's right? Do you think that we never have to know the truth about this?
Well, I think it's the same with anything. You know, to answer your question, do the parents have a right to know? Absolutely. I mean, any parent that loses a child has a right to know what's going on. But does every parent get that opportunity? No. And maybe they're focused on something else right now, you know, like Syria or something. We might not ever get questions answered.
And are you okay with that?
September 11th.
I'm sorry?
I said I think there's still questions about September 11th that parents and families and the public want to know that we still don't get answers to.
Huh. You know, okay, so if I understand what you're saying, I guess what I'm hearing, you correct me if I'm wrong, just American politics being what it is, you didn't get all the answers on 9/11, so we don't need all the answers on Benghazi. It's just life in the big city and life in big politics, and that's just the way it is, and que sera, sera. Is that what you think?
Well, kind of. I think that's just the life in the world. I mean, did we get all of our questions answered to Vietnam and the Korean War and all of those things? I mean, we didn't get questions answered on all of those things either.
Carly, I got a question for you. If we don't get questions answered, whose fault is that?
Oh, it's definitely, you know, the administration and the Congress
No. If we don't get answers to things that we care about, whose fault is that?
Well, it's people not asking the questions often enough.
Right.
Who's
really in charge? Who really runs this country?
Who's really in charge or who's really supposed to be in charge?
Who does the law empower to run this country?
The people should have the power to run it.
Right.
But do they? No, and they haven't for a very long time.
Do you think that matters, Carly? But Carly, that's exactly... You know, that's exactly...
So throw our hands up and quit, because it's just a useless fight, and we can't do anything about it.
Thanks for the call. No.
But I think...
Go ahead.
I think if you look back over generations, I mean, the guy before me that was speaking, you know, he talked about being scared about the younger generation, and, you know, he was from an older generation. I think when you look back over time, look at the last time that differences were really made in terms of people's mindsets and politics in this country. I mean, you're talking about the civil rights movement, the women's movement.
No. You can go much more recently than that. You can go to a thing called the Tea Party in 2009 and 2010, and it wholesale changed the makeup of Congress in the first midterms. I mean, that was...
And then what happened shortly after that? I mean, what happened to the Tea Party? You don't hear about them as often anymore as you did when they first came out.
True. You got to keep engaged. Although I do think, Carly, that one of the reasons why we are not currently bombing Syria right this minute is because I think more American people are paying attention than they have been for a long time. And so
absolutely.
I think if we had not been paying attention, I think that Syria, I think we would have been flying missions for Al-Qaeda in Syria, and that would have been a bad thing.
Oh, absolutely. I think that a lot has changed since 2001. In both generations, you know, I happen to be a member of the younger generation. I was in my second week of college when September 11th happened. And I think our opinions on war and, you know, disturbing the peace or whatever, you know, going into other countries, I think those have changed. I think now that we're people from my generation are seeing a lot of our friends that we graduated with and went to college with coming back with these horrible cases of PTSD or not coming back. I think it's changed everybody's views on getting involved.
I think you're right.
But, Kevin, you asked an interesting question earlier. You just said, is this now the standard going forward for our government?
Well, and that's the thing that I'm and Carly and I may be different in different places on this, but I'm not going to throw my hands up and say we can't know. I'm gonna be that annoying dog on the street corner barking until I die, because I just don't know any other I don't know any other way for me. This is the only country on the planet where that kind of liberty is given, and if we lose it, it's because we lose it. If we lose it, it's because people get apathetic and they get satisfied with the government handouts and they get really cool with a government that takes care of them in very minimal ways, but they perceive to be getting freebies. You know, when you get a free phone, you know, the people vote for the guy that gives them the free phone. And that's what we got in the last presidential race. A depressed turnout. Carly, thanks for the call. Depressed turnout. Think about this. 9 million fewer people participated in the Obama second term reelection.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had fewer people participate 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You always have more.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get 9 million fewer people to participate?
I wonder if that's the first time in a reelection that less people turned out.
It's the first time you've ever had 4 years later fewer people vote than the 4 years before.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in reelection, it also sets the same standard. You've never been elected with fewer votes than you got the first time, but President Obama did it.
Which clearly, I mean, not to state the obvious.
People are apathetic. They're like, whatever.
But it also might mean that in this president's first 4 years, a number of his supporters just decided not to vote.
Right.
Obviously.
And I think if Mitt Romney had simply decided to have a chicken sandwich on a day that Governor Huckabee suggested that he would have, I think he could have been president. But that's crying over spilled milk at this point. Let's go to line one. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, we have finally come to Ralph tonight, dear captive audience and dear listener. And let me begin, because we are heading into the Sabbath day, by invoking the a religious term. You know, the holy ruler once said, wickedness in high places. There is no doubt in my mind he's talking about, you know, the surrogate of Satan and the influence, the satanic influence. Yeah, that's him over there in that corner. That being said, this derelict destruction of beauty, him and his cabal, okay, this devastation wreaking havoc on our economy, an atrocious atrocity, okay, imposed upon you, me, and the American people. And it is as clear that this man is not only tone deaf, but also terrible.
Thank you, Ralph. It's Baldwin McCullough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the form. formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dom. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night, 9 to 11, and the phone number is 888-340-3373. Is Congress abandoning our heroes, at least parts of it, one half of an entire committee getting up and walking out when the parents of heroes in Benghazi came and wanted to give their testimony to a congressional hearing? One entire party got up and left the room. What does that mean to you? You hear that on its surface. What you got to have some reaction to it. I got to think somebody cares about this. 888-340-3373. One phone line open. 888-340-3373. Back to that in a second. Churches or Christian schools, if you're seeking to expand your physical footprint, there's a new way to go about that that we want you to know about, and it comes from our friends over at Building God's Way. They are offering a Rise Up and Build seminar. That's what it's called. It's a free lunch that they buy for you. And if you're in San Antonio in particular, I want you to listen, because there's one coming up in San Antonio especially for you. But these are free lunches. They come, they tell you everything that they do. Like, they don't keep trade secrets and say, well, if you hire us as your architect, we'll show you the rest of the stuff. No, that's not it. They go through the whole thing, jot and tittle, start to finish. They make it all available, and they show you how they're going to save you 20 to 30% on the stewardship of your funds, beating typical construction methods. And then they're also going to show you different approaches that you can use your building for to develop revenue for your ministry. It's really quite a program, and it's a calling that they have on their life, and you need to get to one of the free seminar lunches. 866-249-8484 is the number, 866-249-8484, or online, bgwservices.com. It's Building God's Way. That's what BGW stands for. bgwservices.com, that's bgwservices.com, or 866-249-8484. 866-249-8484. If you're watching by way of television, the number on your screen, and particularly those of you watching in Texas, if you would like to have a lunch that they'll pay for and show you this whole thing, it takes a better part of an afternoon, but they explain everything, then take them up on it, 866-249-8484, or get online to bgwservices.com. All right, Baldwin McCullough, we're talking about this just unbelievable, in my book, unbelievable reaction by a congressional committee to an investigation. And, Stephen, I think you agree. This investigation, it's merited.
Oh, absolutely.
We haven't gotten these guys. We haven't captured the guys that killed our guys.
And what's surprising is even a large number of Democrats are recognizing that this is warranted.
Yeah. So this committee hearing is held. They have all the military and the State Department, everybody else come in. They give them all the, this is what happened that night. We still don't know what happened with the president. It's a year later. The Associated Press got an interview with the guy that carried out the attack, but we haven't arrested him yet or killed him or taken him prisoner or anything. What does this mean to you when then the testimony comes from the parents of the victims? The mom of the retired airman who was the bodyguard of Ambassador Stevens, and one of the Navy SEALs that was chomping at the bit to go save people. That's in his DNA. That's what SEALs do. They live to go rescue people. He was not given permission to for hours and hours and hours. And finally, when he was, they saved everybody at the complex except for the ambassador, who was already in a bad situation. And beyond that, had to go back and defend the safe house, and that's where he lost his life. We could have sent people in. We could have sent planes. We could have done numbers of things. Things went wrong, but nobody's investigating. What do we really learn from this? 888-340-3373. But most importantly, what does it say to you that one of the political parties got up and walked out of the congressional hearing? And we're not giving you the name of the party because we're not trying to be partisan. We want it to be very, just examine it on its face. It wouldn't matter which party did it.
888-340-3373.
I just lost my train of thought. Line 2, Steve in Dallas, watching on the UAN. Steve, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, welcome. What's your thought?
Well, first of all, I'll say what you guys won't say. It's the Democrats to start with, but these wishy-washy Republicans aren't much better unless you're talking about the conservative ones. But I've been seeing this developing for a long time. Our country, I remember a prophecy conference back in 85 that talked about where America would stand in prophecy, and this is just fits it to a T. The corruption, the rotten to the core corruption that is Obama and his minions, they're
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And register today.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. This radio program we've been doing for 5 years now, every yep. Saturday night. Number is 888-340-3373. Who are we going to, Kevo?
Well, we're glad you're with us. Let's go to line three. Annie is calling from the Bronx and has been very patient, listening there on AM 970, our big flagship station in New York. Annie, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much, and God bless you for speaking on this.
Thank you.
I've been looking to get a custom shirt made that says, "Who done it?" And then in the front it says Benghazi. You got to keep talking about it because, see, I think that maybe these people got up because the situation is so visceral and it's just best for them to not even be witness. It's best to be detached as possible. There was a call that came in. It was so cold in a way, or detached, I should say. That
yeah.
I agree with you. I just don't understand it. So, if you still feel like, okay, this question still, yes, true, to other events that have happened, fine. So how about we deal with what is, like, available to us? What is Christendom before us? Four major things. We have the most important representative of America sent on the most dangerous day of America to the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous countries with the most minimum amount of protection, even below protocol. It's almost as if everything was stacked up against the situation from the beginning, and this is why he had bad foreboding. And when you listen to Hillary Clinton, it's not so much when she says, "What difference does it make?" That what makes it really significant is when she says, "At this point."
Right.
That shows you the malice, that she's keeping a time frame. Wow, I can't believe you guys are still thinking about this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's insanity.
And about that other caller, it's so interesting, Annie. It's almost as if, you know, there's this cotton in the ears of Americans now and this complacency where, you know, this is the way it is now in America. We have to now, America's now a paraplegic in a wheelchair. And that's just, you know, you can't repair nerve damage, can't repair spinal cord damage, and that's it. We're in a wheelchair now, and we have to figure out how to get things done and how do you, you know, get certain ramps to get the wheelchair over here. I mean, it's weird.
It's a very minimalized view of America, and it's a very anemic hope for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, if resignation is all we have to assign ourselves now, well, forget about it. This country's done. There's a lot of people saying that it already is. Annie, thanks for the call. Always appreciate your insights. 888-340-3373. One phone line open. Let's go to Mara, listening in Mount Vernon, also listening on AM 970. WNYM, it's The Answer here in New York City if you're in the area. And Myra, we're glad you're here. What's your thought on this?
Thank you so much. I feel that I'm living among robots and automatons and zombies, the way they treated those people, those gold star mothers, to say nothing of disrespect for common, ordinary human beings, but gold star mothers. What kind of people do we have in that room that would leave? They haven't got a brain, a heart, a mind, or a soul. They are empty.
Yeah, really. It's one thing to go, okay, I understand if you make a mental lapse, a mistake of some sort. But you said soul, Myra, and I'm gonna go there with you. What does this reveal about the character of the people that serve at our pleasure in the House of Representatives? What does this say about what they think of us?
There is no character, and they know they can get away with it because people are not knowledgeable about what's going on. And therefore, they and as you said, the word resignation or acceptance. How can we accept such intolerable disrespect and misbehavior of less than children would give?
Yeah. I have 3-year-olds that I think I could get to sit still and follow the rules better than that.
Absolutely.
Myra, thank you for the call. Let's go to line 2. Pam is calling, listening on SiriusXM tonight, our first SiriusXM caller tonight. Pam in North Carolina. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're here.
Thanks. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing well. Great. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, Of course, these parents should know.
And we all should know.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing here is I think those guys that got up and left the room, I think there was a reason. I think that there's more to this than we know. I think, you know, I'm not trying to talk conspiracy, but yes, I believe that the reason, I mean, they have something to hide. We're not talking about the real reason of people, as far as society, as far as us. You know, it's fear that's keeping us. All of a sudden, we're all in our own little fear world. Because nobody should be allowing the things that are taking place today with our government. And I'm not Republican, Democrat, I'm not Tea Party, I'm not any of it.
Right.
But nobody, the people, should not be allowing this. We should all be standing up together in one voice. There wouldn't be so much fear then. And that is it. It's fear. And there is more to this story. If it wasn't, these people would have answered the question.
Yeah, there has to be. I'm with you, Pam. And thank you for the call. It's one of those things, Stephen, where I've tried to just give everybody the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, if I was in their shoes and I was trying to walk through the scenario, what would the worst case scenario be, and how stressed would I feel, and so forth, and really try to, you know, really try to go the other extra mile. My problem is I keep getting stopped. Because there's so much that's objectionable in the midst of trying to get to that extra mile that I could not live with myself if I was in one of their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get up and leave a mom that's there pouring her heart out to Congress. If she called me the great Satan to my face, I couldn't do that. Because my appreciation for who she is and what her son did outweighs all of it.
Absolutely.
It's just nuts. All right, last opportunity to get in on your call, 888-340-3373. Are these congressional reps representing us properly? Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The 3rd Annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just
$10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Lutino, Hooties, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Day for free.
From New York on a very interesting evening in which the country doesn't look exactly as it did not long ago from the standpoint of we've got scandals that have not been answered for. We've got major questions that deserve to be answered all the way around. And it seems we just continue to have government, sometimes at multiple levels, just not responsive to the people of the United States. And that's a burdensome thing. So, friends, the fact that you are willing to come together and talk about this and think about it and, who knows, maybe even go out and do something about it in the days to come, very, very much an honor to be with you tonight. That's Kevin McCullough saying that, but I'm pretty sure Stephen Baldwin feels the same way.
Yeah, and what's fun about this platform and this radio program is we just like to have a good time. We like to do our best here now and lately to really hear what you guys think.
Yeah.
We Kevin and I are Christians. We don't apologize for that. We try to have a biblical worldview on where we come from. But we like to have a good time. We like to have fun. We like to goof around, make it a little kooky.
Sometimes.
And, yeah, well, a lot of the time.
Yeah. He likes to have more fun than I do. I'm banning fun in the years to come.
And no more baby parties. No more birthday parties.
No more birthday parties for one-year-olds in my house. Line 3, Christian in Springfield, Ohio. You may get the last word tonight. Hey, thanks for calling. You're on with Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I find it very rude for them like to get up and leave and not listen to what they had to say. That's my...
What does it say to you, Christian, about America? What do you now think about your country because one political party was willing to do that in a closed hearing?
I feel very ashamed of my country. I feel, to tell you the truth, I feel kind of, I feel like our country's like wimping out on things. Our country needs to strengthen up and be the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Hmm. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. 888-340-3373. By the way, we've got a voicemail box there that if you get this broadcast in tape-delayed fashion, for instance, it will begin airing on Biz TV here just after the top of the hour from the start all over again. And then in places like San Antonio and Colorado Springs and some other places, tape delayed on radio, we take your calls. And if you call in, we will listen to those voicemails as well. So feel free to use that number even during the week if you've got a message for Stephen or I, 888-340-3373. All right, Mr. Baldwin.
Mr. McCullough.
It was a good show.
Listen.
I noticed you didn't show up for the one-year-old birthday party today.
Well, it's nothing... more obvious
there
than
was
me.
Cake.
Yeah, but you didn't need another one-year-old there, is what I'm trying to say.
But there was cake. See, then I would have had two eating the first bite and then rubbing smear in the icing all over the wall.
You just texted me cake, and I'd have found it.
His nose would have known. See you next
Good night.
Week.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.